Saturday of the third week of Advent 2022. Our gospel text this morning is one familiar to you and a bit of a nightmare for those who proclaim the gospel at masses or communion services. All those difficult names. We know that this list, or the one in Luke's gospel, does not offer an historically accurate record. The purpose of a genealogy like this one is to shed light on the significance of the one who has this ancestry. The gospel began by naming Jesus as son of Abraham and son of David. The genealogy proceeds to document this. The three consonants of David's name in Hebrew means 14 numerically, so Matthew divides his genealogy into three segments of 14. 14 generations from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the last reigning king, 14 where there was no reigning king, culminating in Jesus, the Messiah, the fulfillment of all the prophecies of the Old Testament. There is no getting around the overwhelming masculinity of this list. It is patriarchal from beginning to end. The inclusion of four women, Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, and the unnamed Bathsheba, wife of Uriah, is very noteworthy. Two qualities are associated with all four of these women. They are Gentiles, or at least three of them are, and Bathsheba is married to a Gentile, and there is sexual impropriety connected with each of them. Rahab was a prostitute, and the other three were sexually mistreated. In Bathsheba's case, she was the victim of royal rape. Matthew wants us to know that Jesus' lineage is not simply Jewish, but Gentile as well, because his mission, while principally aimed at fellow Jews during his earthly ministry, will come to include Gentiles after his resurrection. And the presence of sinning and being sinned against in his lineage anticipates Jesus' mission to sinners and his freedom to be identified as a sinner by opponents because he loved the company of sinners. In naming this lineage, Matthew is stressing how webbed Jesus is into the human story. He was conceived and born into a world in which there were multiple generations of women and men marrying, having children and raising them, unknowingly providing the ancestry for the one who would be the fulfillment of the best longings of all those human beings. We are invited this morning to pause for a bit and reflect on our own origins. None of us can go back to many generations of those who preceded us, but we can acknowledge the human sweep of it. All the loving, all the joys and sufferings, all the partial fulfillments and disasters that preceded our arrival into the human family on planet Earth. The countless generations of grace and sin and God's good creation that prepared for our coming. We are not the fulfillment of our lineages, to be sure, but we are moments in that human succession. And even more, we are God's beloved daughters and sons, to the exclusion of nobody else.